Sunday afternoon. Time for an interlude of colorful, refreshing music. Prepared and conducted by Andre Castellanet and introduced by David Ross. Our guest of honor today, Judy Garland. We present first as your guide to the Castellanet's music, our good companion, David Ross.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and a happy 4th of July. Every day and every night, the people of occupied France are hearing an American song broadcast to them from our stations in Africa. Like V for Victory, this song is becoming a rallying point for Frenchmen waiting for us. The French heard and sang that song in 1918, calling it Par là-bas, which means over there. And though they dare not sing the words out loud today, they know that the song carries a promise twice fulfilled. We're coming over. Over There was written by George M. Cohan, who called himself a Yankee Doodle Dandy. It thrilled him to celebrate his own birthday on the birthday of our country. And now Andre Castellanet and the orchestra play Cohan's own theme song and his song of victory, Yankee Doodle Dandy and Over There. There are many ways of celebrating the 4th of July, and we think we have the most attractive one right here, because we have Judy Garland, fresh from completing her new MGM picture, Girl Crazy. It's only a few years since Judy was a phenomenal child, and today she and her voice are both more beautiful than ever. And Judy Garland is more than a great singer. She's exactly what her endearing young charms foretold. And that makes her just the young woman we most want to be with on a 4th of July program. And this is a double reunion. Only last Thursday, Judy Garland and Andre Castellanet were bowing to the tremendous applause of the greatest audience assembled at the Robin Hood Dell in Philadelphia this season. But their association began long ago. Do you remember, Judy, the first time you sang with Andre Castellanet?
Yes, I do. I sang a song called Sweet 16. And just by coincidence, I was 16.
I know, Judy. And we're all glad that you're spending our country's 167th birthday right here in the studio.
Well, I'm glad, too. I love all birthday parties. I love them so much, I think people ought to have two or three birthdays a year.
Well, that's a fine idea. But the old one birthday a year system has worked well with you, Judy. You've grown up as if by a kind of magic. And your first song is about another kind, about that old black magic.
Magic has me in its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well. Those icy fingers up and down my spine. The same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine. The same old tingle that I feel inside. That elevator starts its ride, and down I go, round and round I go, like a leaf that's caught in a tide. I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name, and I'm afraid. Burning desire that only your kiss can put out the fire. You're the lover I have waited for, the mate that fate had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine, darling, down I go, round and round I go, in a spin, loving the spin I'm in, under that old black magic called love. Mm-hmm. That old black magic,
From the time Judy Garland was a little child, the Wizard of Oz enchanted her. It enchanted us all, as book or play or movie. But most of us don't know how to express our gratitude. Judy Garland did. She showed her love for the Wizard of Oz by giving a superb performance in MGM's picture version, where she sang the song she and the chorus now sing, Over the Rainbow.
Where the clouds are far behind me. troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you
ago tonight, an American epic was born. It was Irving Berlin's show, This is the Army. But it was more than an army show, and more than a great gift to the Army Relief Fund. This is the Army marked a change in America. Instead of our entertaining the soldiers came to entertain us. We suddenly realized that we had an army with so much confidence, so much good humor, so much of everything needed, that it could even do a morale job better than we could. This is the Army lifted civilian morale when we needed it most. This is the Army had to be seen by Americans all over the world. So the same men who created it have made it into a motion picture. Within a few weeks, This is the Army will begin its second career, both here and abroad, and its profits will again go to Army Relief. At the end of 365 days, the music seems even fresher and more confident than ever. With the chorus, the orchestra, and Judy Garland, Andre Kostelanitz now plays four of the famous numbers from This is the Army.
Yeah. She won't help you out anymore.
Do what the bugler